So welcome back. In our first part, we really dissected the first part of the rapid transformation formula, which is about the design. And I'm sure you now agree why it's so important to make sure that you've got your design absolutely crystal clear and working for you. Today, we're going to really focus now on the second component, which is your mindsets. Because as an entrepreneur or a small business owner, you need to have your mindsets working for you, because otherwise it will actually sabotage the success that you're going for. I know from working with my clients over the last 7 years, and me personally as well, mindsets absolutely can make or break the actions that you take and the results that you get. And that's why it's really important that you understand what's happening inside as well as the actions that you're taking. So when I'm coaching my clients, I use a number of different tools and techniques, including talent dynamics and wealth dynamics, which I mentioned in the previous video, but also tools from the world of neuro-linguistic programming, which help to really combat those little negative words and internal critics that you might be saying to yourself so that you can turn that around really quickly. So let's focus today on three elements of mindsets that I know really can make a big impact on you and your business to make sure that you can see how solid are they for you. Again, make sure that you take the time to fill in the audit so that you can understand how solid or shaky this part is for you in terms of your business and your mindset. So let's get cracking. The first component of the mindset that really makes a difference is, are you thinking and acting like an entrepreneur or a business owner compared to an employee? I mentioned before how I came from the corporate world, so I was one of these people that really didn't connect with the word entrepreneur. I never grew up thinking, I'm an entrepreneur, I want to be an entrepreneur. Instead, I was the complete opposite. I actually did the whole traditional route. I'd studied at school, went to university, got a graduate job, went on to another job, and my aim was to climb that corporate ladder in something which was like a hierarchy and a structure. And then I got to that path in the road, that fork, where I decided, am I going to go up the corporate ladder or am I going to then go out to do something myself? But even when I decided to go out to do things myself, for the last 7 years, there's been so many ups, but a few downs, just being honest with you. And that's where a lot of times when I think about it and I can pin it back down to it was my mindsets and also the way that I was thinking. Because it's a completely different kettle of fish, a different ball game when you're the boss and you're the person that has to wake up and make those decisions and really get yourself moving forward compared to being an employee, whether that was in the corporate world or a more traditional environment. And that's where I can see a big issue when I'm working with clients and when I'm hearing other business owners. So understand, what do you connect with in terms of your identity? What do you call yourself? I don't care what the label is. You can call yourself an entrepreneur or not, or a small business owner, but just think about it. If you're moving to start your own business or you have your own business, make sure that you act like it is your business and you're the boss. Because otherwise, what can happen? I see so many people, they're waiting for permission. They look at other people and think, oh, I need to ask them for permission, or they're doing it better than me. Well, ultimately, you're the person when you run your own business that actually gets to decide. And that's exciting on one hand, but on the other hand, it could be quite daunting. So you just need to make sure that you really embrace the identity of being you're the boss, you get to make decisions, and you get to really grow your business. And that's why when I coach clients as well that traditionally come from more of the corporate or the structured 9-to-5 world, that's part of the puzzle of what I help them with, because to help them have that accountability, to help them to be able to bounce ideas off and actually to kind of go, right, what are we doing? I'm never their boss in any way, but actually being their cheerleader, being their supporter and their mentor that can make the big difference. So you need to understand and ask yourself today, what way are you operating? Are you operating like an employee or an entrepreneur? Because it's completely different. And you'll also see this in terms of what side of the equation that you're on. When you're an employee, then there's other factors that are in control there. You know, it's like what your boss says, what the board of directors says, what the marketing department are doing, what the sales department are doing, the finance department. But when you're the boss, when you're growing your business, you effectively are in control of making those decisions. So yes, you might go out there and put a promotion out and you get to see the results. Ultimately, you need to then take responsibility for the results, all the great ones, but also all the learnings where things might not go according to plan. You want to make sure that you're operating from that mindset of you're driving your business. You're in charge, and therefore, you're the ones that get to really make the difference and really bring it all to life. Because otherwise, it's like you're on the effect side of the economy, of what's happening, of your customers, of the market, and that's really a losing game. So we need to make sure today that you've got the first component really sorted, which is operating yourself in terms of your thinking like an entrepreneur. And the second part of the mindset component is, are you thinking that you have to be an all-rounder? Yes, you're your own boss. And quite often when I'm working with people, it's who are starting a business or growing their business, they don't have the luxury of actually having an IT department, a sales department, a marketing department, because really they are the ones that typically are juggling everything, especially in the first few years. But the way that you think about your business and the way that you think about what you do can have a massive impact. And that's why I want to make sure that you're not thinking that you have to be an all-rounder. This again has been a trap that I fell into at different points over the last 7 years, and it really can actually stop you from growing as fast as you possibly can and you want to, and also really can make you feel that you're out of flow and just feeling busy but not necessarily productive and getting the results. So going back to what I shared before around talent dynamics and wealth dynamics, you'll see that there's 8 different profiles around the talent dynamic square. Each of these profiles and these individuals have got different talents, different zones of geniuses, and different things that they can bring to the team or the party compared to you. And therefore, when you understand where you are most in flow, where your talents are, absolutely, you want to focus on doing as many of those tasks and activities as you possibly can, whilst actually thinking who can support you in the other ways. I'm not saying that you have to go out there and recruit a full team of 8 profiles full time, not at all. The way that we operate in the world today, it's amazing because you can get help through contractors, through Elance, even Odesk and different online services like that. Or also, yes, you might want to at different points to then think about who can join your team. But the key thing is when you operate with that view of I'm growing my business so I don't have to do everything, it then allows you to open up to the opportunities that will actually go forward. Does that make sense? If you use a word, and you might have heard people talk about solopreneur or even small business owner as well, that effectively in your mind can put like a border or a boundary around where your business can go. If you call yourself a solopreneur, well, you're not really giving your mind that chance to think about your business being bigger than who you are. Therefore, that can limit your goals, limit what you actually stand for, and the actions that you take. One of the big things that I see people doing is when they get so busy, where they're delivering their service or their value, that they go, oh, I need to get other people to help me. And that's good. But they then try to get people like them. You obviously don't want that, because if you have people that you recruit that are like you, you can then become too heavy in one part of the talent dynamic square. But instead, by actually looking at where are the missing gaps in your business, whether that's in terms of systems, whether that's around sales and people, whether that's about creative and innovation, when you start to look at it that way, it makes a big impact. And that's why for me, throughout the years, I've had different people that have joined my team in various different ways, contractors, suppliers, and I'm always thinking about where are they on the talent dynamic square so that I can understand how they can add value to me, and therefore I've got a winning team, even if it is virtual at different points. But I know being an entrepreneur and being your own boss, it can be quite hard to let go. And that's the key thing as well. When the more that you hold on to doing everything, it's just going to slow your progress down. And therefore, if you're spending time doing the things that you don't like doing, well, that's when it can feel like you've just created a job for yourself. And I'm sure that's not why you decided to start or grow your business, is it? Tell me. Yeah, that's what I thought. And the third part of the mindsets is your beliefs. I really want you to focus on what are your beliefs, and are they working for you or are they actually working against you? Have you ever looked at the word belief? Actually really look at it. Right in the middle of it, there's 3 letters that say lie. Well, the way that our minds work, and the world of neurolinguistic programming shows this, is we take all beliefs on as being fact. Our beliefs have an impact on us every single day, even when we're not aware of it. So based upon the things that have happened to us in the past, even if it's last week, yesterday, or when you were a small boy or a girl, it can all shape how you think, what you act, and actually what you then do, or some of the things that you avoid. So it's really important that you really understand what are some of your beliefs so that you can identify, are they really actually supporting you? Or are they unconsciously, without you realizing it, holding you back in any way? And that's when I'm working with my coaching clients, it's about helping them really crack through the beliefs that are holding them back. I remember before I took that leap of actually leaving the corporate world to start my own business, I still had little niggles in my head that were saying, I'm too young, or it's too risky. And if I didn't deal with those beliefs, then I absolutely know that it would have taken a lot longer for me to go out there and make it happen. And also, even if I did take that leap, if I still had those beliefs in my mind, it would have had an impact on what I would do or what I didn't do at different points as well. So I want to make sure that you don't have any of those beliefs that are holding you back. So I definitely encourage you now to think about the mindsets overall, because being an entrepreneur really means that you have to have a winning mindset in so many different ways to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success so that you can be the best possible for your clients and the people that you want to serve. So make sure that you take some time to fill in the audit questions so that you can really understand how are you around the mindset part of the Rapid Transformation Formula. You could do that on the webpage below or in the accompanying workbook, and it's all about helping identify where you are just now so that you can then understand it and then go, right, what am I going to do about it? So there you have it. That's the second part, an ultimately important part, because like I said, you might have the best design, the best goals, the best enterprise promise, but if your mindset's not working for you, then really it's going to slow you down, it's going to make the whole journey more painful, and you'll actually probably question yourself all the time, and therefore more likely to just chuck it in or to give up. And that's what I really want to make sure that you're not doing. So I look forward to hearing from you. Please feel free to add comments in the comment section below with any questions that you have or insights from the mindset and also the design element, so that I can help you over the coming weeks as well. And look out for the third component, the strategies, where we'll really go into detail to look at how are your habits working for you? Or again, is that somewhere that you can have improvements? I look forward to sharing that with you on the next part. Until then, bye for now.